From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Texas Governor Rick Perry backed away from his remark that Social Security is a Ponzi scheme, saying the popular program will be around for people who will soon be eligible. At a Tampa debate tonight, carried on CNN, Perry also said that it's time to apply his Texas economic formula to Washington.
While I've been governor, we have cut taxes by $14 billion, 65 different pieces of legislation. You may not have seen them. There are people coming to Texas for 5 years in a row, the number one destination. They're not coming because we're overtaxing them. They're coming to Texas because they know there's still a land of freedom in America, freedom from overtaxation, freedom from over-litigation, and freedom from over-regulation. It's called Texas. We need to do the same thing for America.
Mitt Romney, who's running second in the polls behind Perry, says the nation needs a more competitive tax code and that he would change regulations to encourage enterprise. Amnesty International is out with a report that says rebels fighting to topple Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi committed unlawful killings and torture. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
The more than 100-page report documents what Amnesty calls widespread war crimes carried out by forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi, but it also finds that the rebels committed abuses, though on a smaller scale. The report says groups of vigilantes and opposition fighters have been carrying out regular nighttime raids looking for people associated with Gaddafi. It accuses rebels of score settling, including the lynching of some suspected mercenaries. Amnesty International warns that no one should escape justice and urges the transitional authorities in Libya to make a complete break from the abuses of the past. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Turkey's prime minister is visiting Cairo on the first leg of an Arab Spring tour that will include Tunisia and Libya. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul that Recep Erdogan is highlighting an Israeli unpopularity on the Arab street.
Erdogan's visit comes just days after an angry mob stormed the Israeli embassy in Cairo, forcing the emergency evacuation of diplomatic staff. Turkey has already expelled the Israeli ambassador to Ankara and has suspended military accords and promised naval protection for its ships in the eastern Mediterranean. Analysts say Erdogan is seeking to capitalize on anti-Israeli sentiment in the region to boost Turkey's popularity and hopefully forge relations with the emerging governments in North Africa. The tour also comes shortly before Palestinians take their case for statehood recognition to the United Nations. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Asian markets opened higher on Tuesday following Monday's rally on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 68 points, the Nasdaq Composite Index gained 27, and the S&P 500 was up 8 points. You're listening to NPR News. At the National Association of Business Economics annual convention in Dallas, Steve Beckner of Market News International reports that economists are getting mixed signals about what to expect from the Federal Reserve.
When Fed policymakers meet next week, some will push for more monetary stimulus. Many NABE members think that's needed after sharply cutting their growth forecasts. But that's not the message they got from Dallas Federal Reserve Bank President Richard Fisher, one of three who dissented when the Fed extended its zero interest rate stance for 2 years last month. Fisher says the bar is very high for him to support more credit easing. He says the Fed has done all it can and that fiscal and regulatory uncertainties are what's holding back the economy. Trying to do more could backfire and hurt the Fed's reputation, Fisher warns. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Dallas.
The nation's unemployment picture dimmed even further today with news that Bank of America is getting rid of 30,000 jobs. The move is meant to boost investor confidence, but some shareholders fear it could also hurt customer service and ultimately the company's market share. Bank of America faces huge liabilities stemming from bad mortgage loans that were sold by Countrywide, which it acquired in 2008. The bank's share price has fallen 48% so far this year. Where in the world is Happy Feet is a question being pondered by engineers in New Zealand. There's been no signal since Friday from the GPS device they attached to the emperor penguin 2 weeks ago. Happy Feet captured hearts around the globe last month after ending up on New Zealand's shore 3,000 miles from its Antarctic home. The penguin was returned to the ocean after undergoing life-saving surgery. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR.